can do. I'm turning no to yes, leaving doubt behind, releasing the stress. We were born to shine.
With a broken heart and no one else could see, I drew a smile on my face to paper over me. But wounds heal when tears dry and cracks they don't show. So don't be so hard on yourself, no.
Let go with the simplicity. I feel like I've been missing me. But not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this dark that moves me. We all get there eventually. I never knew where I belong.
Top of the world, right where I wanna be. So how can this dark cloud be raining over me? But heartbreak and hell's a place that everyone knows. So don't be so hard on yourself, no.
Let go with the simplicity. I feel like I've been missing this. But not who I'm supposed to be. I felt this dark that moves me. We all get there eventually. I never knew where I belong. But I was right, ain't gonna go wrong.
Winters, Christina Renee, Ayakunle, Falama, Rick and Melissa Wood, Michelle Morgan, and Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube. We have celebrity guests, music, entertainment, spirituality, sports, fitness, health, wellness, beauty, hot topics, education, entrepreneurship, and more.
Yeah, season 3 of the Shade Champagne. Reinhardt Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was Jess Glenn with Don't Be So Hard on Yourself. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 47 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in all around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. Thanks to Kata Mafiosa for helping me to create my new radio drop. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream Tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Join us tonight with special guest, my longtime dear friend, radio, TV, and red carpet show correspondent, executive producer, videographer, and content creator of Indie Spotlight Productions, H.R. Cole. We also have a brand new Wellness Made Simple segment with Veronica Esquivel Winters, a bonus Words of Life segment from my Spirit and Soul radio show. Season 2 premieres this October on Grindhard Radio Network. I'll also be sharing a message from my favorite speaker and dear friend, Greg Henry. He spoke on the live rejection at my first ever Abundant Joy Conference last year on Grindhard Radio. So you guys are getting some special goodies tonight from my other radio show, Spirit and Soul, and from my Abundant Joy Conference that I had on Grindhard Radio, which we'll be doing our second annual this winter. Me and my artists are always looking to book new shows and performances. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. I am always traveling, speaking, performing, mentoring, doing what I love, and just being able to encourage people. And you can check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full travel schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces. I'm creating new songs. I'm creating new content and going back into the recording studio this month with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you email me, you YouTube me, you contact me every single week, and I am super thankful for your support. Time for our special guest interview with one of my longtime friends. H.R. Cole is now living the dream as he starts on his hosting journey. He currently resides as host and executive producer of the indie entertainment news magazine show Indie Films Monthly, currently streaming on BitPix TV, which is streamed on Amazon, Roku, and Apple TV. He was the official host of the Artists and Music Awards for Season 4 after 2 years of hosting the red carpet. He's a former host of the Welcome to Music TV channel on YouTube, as well as the 2013 hashtag Burn It Down, the We Care Potpourri Night Fashion Show / Charity Event, and CPC Concert for a Cause events. Most recently, he was a spotlight reporter for the music TV series Platinum Drop. All of this in addition to his own radio programs, Indie Spotlight Countdown and Sports Speak. HR has established Indie Spotlight Productions, putting all of his programming under one umbrella in the hopes of bringing some great programming from independent artists of all genres in media. With the Indie Spotlight Countdown, with HR Cole now in syndication on 4 stations, SportsSpeak.org, taking off heavily on social media, and new shows in the work on the new Indie TV, Indie Spotlight television channel, HR is doing more than he ever expected. And this is only the beginning. So hi, HR, how are you?
Hey, Sade, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. What a delight to finally have you as a special guest for season 3 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio Network.
Crazy, you know, it is really crazy just the fact that you are hosting your radio show, and I used to talk about you as a, you know, an artist on my show back in the day. So it's just a trip. I'm like
awesome.
Beyond honored, but all just, you know, just giddy about it for you.
Thank you so much. I love radio as well, and it's something I've always dreamed about for over 5 years now. And so when it became a reality a couple years ago, it's just astonished me greatly.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So for those who are just getting to know you, how did you get your start in the entertainment and music industry?
Well, got my start back in 2011. I was working a regular 9-to-5 job, which I was at for about 5 years, and got laid off during time, and I was getting ready to hit my 30th birthday. And I was about 6 months away, and I just said, you know what, it's time to go after the dream job. You know, since the age of 4, I've always wanted to be a television host, specifically always wanted to be a game show host. And I said, you know, I got to start going after that. So I went, found a station where you can learn how to produce your own radio show. Did that for about 2 months in the whole training aspect, and did a little late night 15-minute show that came on once a week. Then I went from 15 minutes to half an hour during 10 o'clock, which that's where I actually featured some of your live events back in the day. And then got an hour show and got syndicated on some stations. The radio shows and radio station has been on hiatus for a couple of years now because we've been focusing on other projects. But, yeah, that's pretty much how I got started. August 20th. 2011 was the first broadcast of Indie Spotlight Radio, and it's actually at the same time where basically the production company was born. And from there on, from radio, I started having submissions from all over the world. Start from just LA, then Chicago, then Miami, then New York, then Canada, then the Philippines, then the UK, then Spain. Then I just started getting submissions constantly from different independent artists from all genres, all around. So that's basically how I got my foot, in a sense, in the music industry on the independent side. And from then on, I kind of started carving a niche in the whole indie world in terms of covering that, where it started as music, when did some fashion, did sports on the independent mindset, and now we're covering independent films. So it just started with the dream of wanting to be a game show host, and it's just for the past 6 years now, it's just turned into becoming a host and producer and videographer and editor and just becoming my own company without even realizing it.
And I think it's super cool, too, because as you shared, you know, you've been doing this for some time now, especially to be in our industry where things can be changing so fast and people aren't always consistent. You know, has it been cool to see that you're one of the first people, you know, I would say one of the first people I knew about who was doing this consistently before we knew about tons of internet radio shows?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is about internet radio has been going on for such a very long time, and it's just the fact that I would say definitely because of social media, the boom has completely changed. And, of course, with companies like TuneIn Radio, iHeart becoming big as a conglomerate has become, and all these others, it's completely changed the game. I mean, I got to go back to when I was back at my old station. There was a DJ there. I got to give a shout-out to Mace Ravenwolf. His show was on the same station. And this man was doing internet radio back in the 90s when these big radio stations were actually saying, oh, well, internet's still a fad. It's not going to take off. Streaming radio is nothing.
Wow.
And this man has been doing it now for, you know, 20-plus years. And he has so much insight because that man has listeners from all over the world. And then to see somebody who's been doing it for such a long time and he's had his own following and he's interviewed everybody, you know, from, he stayed in the rock world, but he interviewed everybody in the rock world and, you know, in entertainment and adult entertainment and food and all that. He's interviewed the whole gambit. That market has always been there because the thing is, us as consumers, the people who just stayed at home and, you know, listened and bought CDs, watched music videos, watched TV, watched movies, we just knew what the industry was shelling out.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just get what we are, what's marketed. But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
nobody really knows all the other people who are out there. So these
mm-hmm.
new avenues for artists to get a chance to put their stuff out there is always going on. It's just the fact that it's just now it's become such a big boom, especially over the past 10 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
That it's become a major market, you know, with iHeart buying pretty much all of Clear Channel's radio stations and TuneIn
mm-hmm.
being a great platform for every streaming, you know, network out there, just like one of the ones I was syndicated on, KGP, Merge Radio. You know, Mikey J
mm-hmm.
is the executive behind that. He created that and the Artist and Music Awards by chance. He has been going on doing this for about 7-8 years as well, and he's been keeping Emerge Radio going. And that station has put people out there before they got started, like Bruno, Ed Sheeran, Meghan Trainor, and stuff like that. You hear all artists on way before they get a chance, but you never know where to get a start, so they need some place to put their music, their stuff out there. So
mm-hmm.
I've just actually just came in at a really big in between point. You know,
mm-hmm.
iHeart still wasn't as big as it is now. It was still slowly starting to take off. Streaming
mm-hmm.
radio still wasn't as big as what it was, but it was just really starting to take off, you know, with all these
mm-hmm.
different mediums. And, you know, even stations like this, you know, weren't as big as they are now, where you have
mm-hmm.
potential radio hosts from all over the world that could potentially give light to a different cause,
mm-hmm.
a subject matter, whether it's sports, games, music, gospel, you know, medicine, whatever it might be. It's just that
mm-hmm.
now it's just really prevalent. So I just came in at a really weird in-between point when everything was starting to pick off. They allowed me to start getting my hosting chops before I was transitioned to what I really wanted to do with on-camera hosting.
Right. Wow. And so speaking of that, what are you currently working on? Please share with us about all your upcoming projects.
Okay. Well, currently right now I'm the host and creator, executive producer of a web series called Indie Films Monthly, which you mentioned earlier. It is it's an independent entertainment news magazine show catered to the world of independent films, shorts, web series, and so on. We are partnered with the Holly Shorts Film Festival. We shoot every month from the TCL Chinese Theater in Hollywood. And we interview all of the filmmakers, actors, actresses, producers who are part of all these different projects, whether they're end up being a mainstream platform that's invited by the festival just because they're on the film festival circuit, or they're a brand new web series, they're a short, even people who are not even part of the festival, we invite different guests down to just come out, promote their work, and show what else is going on in their lives. Because most times you get all of these new filmmakers in the same vein that we play in the music, get all these different filmmakers who have all these projects. At the same time, you also get some of these mainstream acts who come out and do their own independent projects, then they go around the film festival circuit. So we're interviewing everybody all the time, every single month, and we're shooting that. And that's why it currently airs on BitFix, on Amazon, Apple TV, and Roku, or BitFixTV.com.
Congratulations.
Thank you on that. That's a subscription service, but then we also have some sneak peek and free episodes on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/IndieSpotlight, IndieSpotlight. That's the current thing I'm working on. I've got to give a shout-out to co-hosts Jesse Mogul, Gia Washington, our director, Carmen Carrera, one of our cameramen, Xavier Melendez. Without those people, it's kind of hard to get, you know, that show moving, you know, on a monthly basis. Xavier just joined us a couple months ago. Great, you know, great
mm-hmm.
cameraman, you know, on his way to just, you know, building himself up so he can get out to
mm-hmm.
work as well. You know, Jesse has his company. He's working with Innovision Media, and Gio and I have been still staying put with Indie Films Monthly and some other projects.
Mm-hmm.
Something else coming up would be the return of the Indie Spotlight Countdown. which was a weekly top 20 countdown that was on Indie Spotlight Radio back in the day. And we're switching from just songs on the radio to now we're doing a music video countdown coming back pretty soon. And of course, so if you guys are interested, you can use the hashtag Indie Spotlight Countdown. That's I-N capital D, S-P-O-T-L-I-G-H-T countdown. We were doing that show for a good, you know, two and a half years, and we had a record holder by the name of Carla Page. She's a R&B singer, and she can flow as well, from Valdosta, Georgia. And she, I think she's currently in the studio working on a second album. But she actually held the record in terms of being number one for 17 weeks straight. So it's just crazy that, you know, there's so much talent out there, but at the same time, you got to see where their following's at. So these people voted and voted and voted and voted, and she was number one every week for two and a half months. So we're bringing that back now as a top 10 music video countdown, gearing up for that, and hopefully we should be dropping the show sometime in the fall. And right now we'll keep that strictly for online on Indie TV, but hopefully we'll be able to get picked up somewhere and we'll have it on network. Same thing for Indie Film Monthly. But that's currently what I'm working on at the moment.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you're like, that's it. Just a little bit of things. Not much.
Well, just two projects. But those are my own things. But, you know, I'm also, you know, a working host. So if I ever find a gig or anybody's looking for a host for anything, you know, I put myself out there and look for auditions and gigs to, you know, put myself out there for.
Right, exactly. That's the best thing to do. Of all the hosting you do, what's your favorite and why? You know, from radio, TV, red carpet, live shows, now with it being all over social media, what's your favorite and why?
Well, of what I'm doing right now, it would just have to be doing Indie Films Monthly because it's a actual full-on production show that we're doing. But in terms of what I've done a few different shows for different people, but I like the live shows because you're getting immediate reaction from people. You know, if the show is kind of feeling a little low, you know, your job as a host is to just kind of pick up the mood and get people interested in what's going on. You know, there's been a couple of events where people just were more, in a sense, wanting to worry about their looks as opposed to just enjoying the festivities. So, you know, just make everything lighthearted and where you're poking a joke at yourself, at the situation, you know, shine a light on something, you know, exciting that happened or this to come, just keeping the hype going, you know, that's one thing I like. But in terms of favorite thing that I would like to do, that would be, you know, the end goal, which is game shows. So I haven't got to that yet. But the goal is to get to that, especially if I got, you know, since I haven't hosted one, I'm going to go ahead and just create a few. So just need to see wherever I can get those out there.
Yes, definitely. And so, HR, how do you stay true to yourself in an industry that is known for tearing people down and having others compromise who they are for temporary success?
Well, I've been called a unicorn, and I'm going to say that only because I'm one of those rare people who's actually born and raised in L.A. So in terms of the stereotype of what, quote-unquote, L.A. and Hollywood has, I've grown up seeing those stereotypes. But the funny thing is, and this is me going, of course, I'm going to defend my city a little bit, you know, the stereotypes that you see on TV about L.A., about Hollywood, are not of that about people from L.A. Because, first of all, people out in L.A., we don't really care about what you're wearing, what you're driving, and who the hell you know. It's just like you could go anywhere else. It really doesn't matter who you know. You know, it's just like, okay, you know I'm great. Congratulations. Go about your day. Go about my day. You know, not being rude to each other. Everybody who wants to come out here for all of that, to be in entertainment, who feels that, oh, you're supposed to act that way. You're supposed to dress this way. You're supposed to look and talk this way and talk down to people. They're the ones who bring that stereotype out here. So then when they go back home, their friends and family say, oh, you turned so Hollywood. And so you say, no, you just turned so stereotyped that you've seen on TV. So me being that unicorn from LA, I really don't take rejection that, you know, that way in terms of, oh my God, I have to change my look, I have to change my way of myself like that. Like, no. Okay, you just didn't like what I had, so move on to the next. And one thing that I remember getting, and this came from a mentor of ours who I got trained from in hosting, Jonathan Novak. He's a host for the Tennis Channel and also one of the weathermen for ABC out here in LA. He said, basically, when you're still out there looking for work, going for auditions, going for, you know, meetings with agents and casting directors on so forth, in between, create your own stuff. Create your own projects. And just work on your skill set. Actually, that's basically what I did. That's where Indie Films Monthly came from. That's where the Indie Spotlight Countdown came from. That's where the radio show came from. I just created my own stuff and started going out there. And honestly, I got more of my gigs from people seeing me working on site as opposed to going for auditions. And that's how I built my resume from just using my training, using my you know, my skill set, so to speak, and going out there and learning on the job every single time. You know, I went from just wanting to be a working host to I also can become, I'm call myself a videographer and an editor because I've had to teach myself camera. I've had to teach myself editing. You know, and I'm not like the end all be all because there's tons of people who've done the same thing and they've gone out there and they're doing way a lot more than I am. There are colleagues of mine who've gone on, they are on red carpets every single night. They are doing remotes for other stations or for other companies. There are people out there that are grinding away. Some of them, it's who you know. Some of them, it's who they networked with. Some of them, they actually have the talent and, you know, people saw what they had and they just went out and did it. You know, no matter what, it's just constantly just putting yourself out there and grinding. So the way I stay true to myself is just being me. If that person didn't like me, then I just move on to the next. Someone's going to like what I have to offer. And if they're looking for something in particular, when you go out for audition, you look at what they're looking for, and you basically adapt yourself to that, to the best of your ability. Well, I mean, that in terms of if they're saying they want somebody who's energetic, give your form of energetic. Don't give Ryan Seacrest his form of energetic because that's Ryan Seacrest. That's Steve Harvey. That's Drew Carey. That's so on and so forth. That's Tyra. That's Nick. That's all these different people. They have their own style. You have to basically be true to yourself and have your own style. So just being true to yourself and not taking criticisms personally.
I was saying, I love that. It's funny how you were saying that there's a difference between the people who have been born and raised in L.A. like you versus people that are coming to now be in L.A. You're like, the people who are born and raised, like, we don't care about that stuff. You know, we're like, we're not thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. You'll get more people who congratulate you in terms of what you're doing as opposed to people who are going to hate on you. And if people hate on you, they're going to find that in every community, no matter where you go. So
that's true.
It's just, yeah, just do you. That's pretty much it. You know, the people who actually do themselves and really don't care about what people think actually get along with a lot more people than people who just always have something to say about somebody else.
Preach it. Preach it, HR. Preach it. What words of wisdom and encouragement would you give to anyone with a dream, especially someone who wants to be a host?
Someone's trying to break in, you know, if you have a dream and you really honestly, if it's something that comes back into your head more than once, go for it. You know, because if you have to constantly battle yourself about whether or not you should go after a dream, then there's something in you that's telling you should try, you should go for it. And just because, you know, you went for it and you may not attain it right away, or you even in the long run, at least you went out there and tried. It's cliche to say, but you know, the easiest way to not get something done is not trying in the first place. So if you want to be an actor, you want to be a singer, you want to be a dancer, you want to be a host, you want to be a producer, you want to be a director, then go out there and learn how to do it. Go to training, you know, go and study, you know, some of the people that you admire, but then I remember I was actually on another show recently. Gotta give a shout out to Aaron Static. He said something that he learned from somebody, and this is really pretty true. Look at the people that you admire, and then look at the people that they admire. Because I put it to people like in music who are trying to come up in all genres, but especially hip-hop. And I'm going hard on that, especially hip-hop. All of these artists who are unsigned, who are going out there, a lot of them, they listen to only the genre that they're in. They only listen to hip-hop. They only listen to trap. They only listen to gangster. They only listen to rock. They only listen to heavy metal. They only listen to industrial. They only listen to pop. But and they want to be artists in those genres. You're staying not even in your lane. You put yourself so far in a box that you're never going to show any originality because you sound like just like everybody else you're trying to break into being next to. Everybody else who made it, who's truly made it, if you look at them, they listen to not only their own genre and their own peers, but they listen to other genres. They listen to other influences. And that's why they have all these collaborations. That's why they're able to cross paths. Pop music is not bubblegum pop, even though that's the category that, you know, basically the industry's put everything in. Pop music is popular music. It's what's popular. So I remember when The Game was coming out and TMZ was also first really getting big, they asked him, what CDs do you have in your car? And Game said, I'm listening to Coldplay, I'm listening to, you know, Foo Fighters, I'm listening to Rage, I'm listening to Dre, I'm listening to this. Like, he had an eclectic, you know, thing going on. And Game isn't the most popular guy out there, but the same thing can be said for Dre. Same thing can be said for Snoop. Same thing can be said for M. I mean, M has rock influences all over. The man was influenced by the Beastie Boys and some other rock bands. On top of that, Kid Rock, when he came out, Kid Rock is from Detroit, so he's around rock and hip-hop all the time, and he started off as a DJ. You know, and then you can go further back and back. All of these artists who made it are eclectic. If you have such a narrow-minded view in terms of where you want your career to go, your career is not going to even start. So go out there and learn the craft. Teach yourself, take some courses, you know, take more than one course, you know, get different forms of opinion, network. Go out to networking events. I mean, find viable networking events, not just the ones where people are just putting on red carpets just so they can build their social media. And you'll start learning the differences between those two. But just start talking to people, you know, as much when you're starting off. Yeah, do some free gigs. Intern with some people, but, you know, and build your resume, because you're not going to get a paid gig right off the top unless you're really lucky, or unless you, like, happen to work with a casting director or something like that and they just were training you personally. You know, just put yourself out there and do it.
That's such amazing advice, HR. Like, I just wanted to, like, shout you down like they do in the gospel churches. I'm like, preach it. Amen. Amen, amen, amen to everything he is saying. That is what
I
like to call wisdom.
I mean, not to blow your own, not to, you know, blow this folk up, you as well, but Sade, I remember when we first met, you were doing your first annual, you know, Sade Champagne Present.
Yeah.
And you had a few names there from, you know, from places that, you know, people, you know, kind of knew where they were at, but you were starting off and you did at the local, you know, rec center, and you were just getting kids out there, just a chance to perform, dance troupes, singers, you know, actors. Like, you were giving them just a chance. And, you know, I'll take that as a factor for you. That thing has grown so much, as opposed to just being one thing to now to yearly charitable event, and it's taken notice, you know, and that goes to prove that you just never stopped. You kept on grinding over and over again to make sure that, hey, you and I are in the same boat, just to give somebody else a chance to try to achieve their dream.
You're right. That's exactly right, and I thank you so much for that. And so as we wrap up our time together, and I could chat with you for so long because it's just fun and you just have such an amazing spirit. And like I said, so much wisdom. You know, as we wrap up our time together, please share with
Honey,
you
how you
they can
back
say it. Say that again.
I said, oh, honey, child, you're going to make this black man blush.
Oh, my gosh, you are hilarious. The truth is the truth. So, HR, as we wrap up our time together, please share with everyone how they can stay updated with your happenings on social media, how they can listen to and watch your shows, how they can book you for hosting, speaking, appearances, or hire you for any of your professional services.
Well, if you want to book me for any hosting, whether it's, you know, on the radio, live events, you got some shows you want me to do, whether it's, you know, an interview show, music video show, yeah, a game show you want to host, you want somebody who's into the medium who's been there as long as I've been wanting to get into it, I always tell everybody, follow my fit in social media. That's follow my fit. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Mr. H.R. Cole. That's M-R-H-R-C-O-L-E. You find any of our shows and stuff like that on Twitter at Indie Spotlight FM and Indie Spotlight TV. It's Indie Spotlight is spelled I-N capital D S-P-O-T-L-I-G-H-T FM or TV at the end. And then on YouTube, we are on youtube.com/Indie Spotlight, I-N capital D S-P-O-T-L-I-G-H-T. The Indie Films Monthly, you find it on YouTube. You can also find it on bitpixtv.com. Yeah, you can reach me personally at mrhrcole@gmail.com if you're looking to, you know, network or, like I said, looking to hire me or something like that. You know, yeah, got to put myself out there as well.
Awesome.
Look that up. You'll basically find me and everywhere.
As I mentioned, I'm going to be retweeting his different links and where you can check out everything that he's doing. And thank you so much to my dear friend, H.R. Cole. I'm super glad I've had you on this evening.
Same thing, Sade. Thank you for having me. It's an honor. Look forward to seeing you again. It's been such a long time. So, you know, I know it sounds facetious. We always hear that stuff on, you know, TV and radio, stuff like that. But I really have not seen you in a few years. So I'll be looking forward to just seeing you and saying what's up and catching up.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much.
All right, you do the same. Oh, got to give a shout out to our homegirl, mutual homegirl, Christina Renee. She's the one who linked us up together in the very first place.
Yes, love you, sis. My bestie in the whole world.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Time for another song break. This is Brit Nicole with The Sun Is Rising. Keep listening to episode 47 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
There's a promise for the one who just holds on.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project. Hi everyone, it's Sade Champagne here, and I hope you have already gotten your tickets to the Walls Group Latitude Tour. I had the pleasure of getting an exclusive behind-the-scenes interview with the Walls Group on their Latitude Tour in Los Angeles, and we were able to have them on our Season 3 premiere of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. This phenomenal tour is absolutely amazing. I have attended many concerts in my life, including Prince's Musicology Tour back in 2004, and the Walls Group Latitude Tour is definitely in my top three tours of all time. These Grammy-nominated Billboard-charting gospel artists are signed to Kirk Franklin's Full Yo Soul Recordings in association with RCA Records and releasing their newest studio album this year. They have hundreds and thousands of fans around the world, with their videos garnering millions of views. You can go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. Once again, that's thewallsgroup.org/tour to get your tickets to this concert. And also, if you want to book them and bring them to a city or event near you, email book@thewallsgroup.org. That's book@thewallsgroup.org. They're coming to Georgia, St. Louis, Louisiana, Virginia, Texas, Orlando, Miami, South Carolina, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Michigan, Minnesota, and more. Make sure you go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. They have been Sade Champagne approved.
I am so thankful to have the support of mentors and inspirations like Evan Carmichael, who is a YouTube sensation with almost 100 million views and 700,000 subscribers from all around the world. He's a venture capitalist, published author. He has been featured in Forbes magazine, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Inc. magazine, and more. Listen to what he's saying about the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio and me.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment of the night is Wellness Made Simple. Join certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, and inspirational speaker Veronica Escobel Winters to get some easy and practical tips on how to start living a more holistic life, bringing unity to your mind, body, and spirit. Hashtag Wellness Made Simple to ask her your health and wellness questions and join in the conversation.
Hi, welcome to the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show. This is Veronica Escobel Winters. I hope everyone had a great 4th of July full of fun and great memories. Today on the Wellness Made Simple segment, I'm going to be talking about 5 simple practices to eliminate stress. That's 5 simple practices to eliminate or reduce stress. We all know how serious stress is and also how real it is. Studies show that most Americans are living with a high amount of stress and anxiety. Not only is this taking a huge toll on our health, but it's also robbing our peace and joy, and it hinders us from making healthy decisions in our life, as well as how we view ourselves, our circumstances, and others around us. It can even take away our Thanksgiving. It causes foggy thinking and hinders us from seeing things for what they really are. The good news is that this isn't the final say-so. We can choose to not allow stress and anxiety rule our lives and reprogram our mindsets. Here's 5 simple steps to reduce stress. The first one is breathe deeply. That's breathe deeply. Take a 5-minute break and focus on your breathing. Sit up straight, eyes closed, with a hand on your belly. Slowly inhale through your nose, feeling the breath start in your abdomen and work its way to the top of your head. Reverse the process as you exhale through your mouth. Deep breathing counters the effect of stress by slowing the heart rate and lowering blood pressure. The next one is rhythmic movement and mindful exercise. That's rhythmic movement and mindful exercise. The idea of exercising may not sound particularly soothing, but rhythmic exercise that gets you into a flow of repetitive movement can be very relaxing. For example, running, walking, swimming, dancing, rowing, and climbing. For maximum stress relief, add mindfulness to your workout. While simply engaging in rhythmic exercise will help you relieve stress, if you add a mindfulness component on top, you'll get even more benefits. If you're walking or running, for example, focus on the physicality of each step, the sensation of your feet touching the ground, the rhythm of your breath while moving, and the feeling of the wind against your face. If your mind wanders to other thoughts, gently return to focusing on your breathing and movement. The next one is body scan meditation. That's body scan meditation. Body scanning is a type of meditation that cultivates mindfulness by focusing your attention on various parts of your body. Like progressive muscle relaxation, you start with your feet and work your way up. However, instead of tensing and relaxing your muscles, you simply focus on the way each part of your body feels without labeling the sensation as either good or bad. Practicing body scan meditation. First, you want to go ahead and lie on your back, legs uncrossed, arms relaxed at your side, eyes opened or closed. Focus on your breathing, allowing your stomach to rise as you inhale and fall as you exhale. Breathe deeply for about 2 minutes until you start to feel comfortable and relaxed. Next, turn your focus to the toes of your right foot. Notice any sensations you feel while continuing to also focus on your breathing. Imagine each deep breath flowing to your toes. Remain focused on this area for 1 to 2 minutes. Move your focus to the sole of your right foot. Tune into any sensations you feel in that part of your body and imagine each breath flowing from the sole of your foot. After 1 or 2 minutes, move your focus to your right ankle and repeat. Move to your calf, knee, thigh, hip, and then repeat the sequence for your left leg. From there, move up to the torso, through the lower back and abdomen, the upper back and chest, and the shoulders. Pay close attention to any area of the body that causes you pain or discomfort. Move your focus to the fingers on your right hand, and then move up to the wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and shoulder. Repeat for your left arm. Then move through the neck and throat, and finally, all the regions of your face, the back of the head and the top of the head. Pay close attention to your jaw, chin, lips, tongue, nose, cheeks, eyes, forehead, temples, and scalp. When you reach the very top of your head, let your breath reach out beyond your body and imagine hovering above yourself. After completing the body scan, relax for a while in silence and stillness. Notice how your body feels. Then open your eyes slowly, take a moment to stretch if necessary. The next one is yoga. Yoga involves a series of both moving and stationary poses, combined with deep breathing. As well as reducing anxiety and stress, yoga can also improve flexibility, strength, balance, and stamina. Practice regularly. It can also strengthen the relaxation response in your daily life. Since injuries can happen when yoga is practiced incorrectly, it's best to learn by attending group classes, hiring a private teacher, or at least following video instructions. Once you've learned the basics, you can practice alone or with others, tailoring your practice as you see fit. What type of yoga is best for stress? Although almost all yoga classes end in a relaxation pose, classes that emphasize slow, steady movement, deep breathing, and gentle stretching are best for stress relief. For example, Satyananda is a traditional form of yoga. It features gentle poses, deep relaxation, and meditation, making it suitable for beginners as well as anyone primarily looking for stress reduction. The next one is Hatha Yoga. It's also reasonably gentle way to relieve stress and is suitable for beginners. Next one is Power Yoga. With its intense poses and focus on fitness, is better suited to those looking for stimulation as well as relaxation. The last but not least one is to be present. That's be present. Slow down. Take 5 minutes and focus on only one behavior with awareness. For example, notice how the air feels on your face when you're walking and how your feet feel hitting the ground. By incorporating one or all of these practices, you can reduce high stress levels, which allows us to think clearer and be all around healthier. We can learn to relax and see every situation that comes at us in life from a positive and empowering perspective, which will allow us to make decisions from a place of peace, to say the least. And peace is priceless. I hope these suggestions I share today resound to you, and remember to start right where you are. Take one at a time and enjoy the process. Thank you for your time and allowing me to share with you. If you have any further questions, please feel free to visit my website at elevateholisticlife.com. That is elevateholisticlife.com, and click under contact, or you can find me on Instagram under Elevate Holistic Life, as well as Facebook under Veronica with a K, Esquivel Winters, and you can message me there. Have a great rest of your week. Till next time, this is Veronica Esquivel Winters with the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Cheers to your health.
Hi everyone, this is Veronica Esquivel Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment on the Sade Champagne Show. One of my greatest passions in life is to help people get started on living a holistic, healthy, balanced lifestyle. With that being said, I wanted to talk a little bit about my website, where you can click on and see all the different services I offer to help you get started on living a healthy and balanced lifestyle that you so deserve. For more information, my website is elevateholisticlife.com. That's elevateholisticlife.com. I look forward to hearing from you and partnering with you. Today is your day. Cheers to your health.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. Because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I was created in the image of God. He created me perfectly. When I was created, God said that it was good, and He was satisfied. Even on my worst day, I am still a masterpiece. I am a work of art. Even when I make the wrong decision, God can still help me. I don't have to live in shame when I make a mistake or hide, because here is a safe place for me to be myself and receive help at any time. When I look in the mirror, I see a work of art. I am not a machine or a project that needs to be altered or changed. My skin is clear and radiant. My smile is vibrant and life-giving. My hair features and height are unique and perfect for me. My body can relax and function as it's supposed to. My body is a temple of God. I host God's presence in my body, heart, mind, soul, and spirit. He is giving me healthy desires and helping me to feed my temple well from the inside out. When I eat, I can actually enjoy my food and nourish my temple. I have a healthy relationship with food. I am able to eat without guilt, condemnation, or criticism. I can actually enjoy every food experience. My digestive system is strong and healthy. My stomach is settled and at rest. Every organ and system functions fully as they were intended to. My body does not have to work overtime to keep me healthy. My immune system is getting better and stronger each day as I am resting in my true identity and seeing life through God's perspective. I do not compare myself or my body to others. I can appreciate who I am fully and all that I offer and bring to this world. When I work out or exercise, it is always from abundance and overflow. I am not trying to fix myself, correct anything, or make myself beautiful. I can actually enjoy my workouts, and I can actually give my all and rest in God's good opinion of me. I am already beautiful. I am already worthy. I am already valuable, and I can see myself the way God sees me, in perfection. The love of God cannot be bought. The gifts of God come for free. Everything has been given to me abundantly as a free gift in Christ Jesus. My Heavenly Father is good to me. When I have a need, request, or desire, I can come to God boldly and trust Him to make a way for me. I don't have to work for or earn His love. I receive it as a free gift. I don't have to manipulate, control, or guilt trip God, myself, or others because I live in freedom. I am secure. Every day my heart is healing, my mind is healing, and my life is being restored. My life is radiating truth, hope, joy, and grace.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Now I want to share a message from my favorite speaker and dear friend, Greg Henry. He spoke on the lie of rejection at my first ever Abundant Joy Conference last year on Grindhard Radio.
He is one of my dearest friends, and alongside Ricky Britz, he is my most favorite speaker in the world. Greg grew up in Slidell, Louisiana. He graduated from North Shore High School in 1994. In 1997, he moved to Colorado, where he met his future wife, Becky. Shout out to my girl, Becky. You know how much I love you. While in Colorado, God led him to Faith Ministries Church International, pastored by Dave and Bonnie Duell. While attending FNCI, he took the first year of Andrew Womack's Charisse Bible College through FMCI. He was later ordained through FMCI. Pastor Greg has a passion to reveal the goodness of God towards mankind through the revelation of Christ Jesus. I always quote him on my social media, and I share his messages with my friends and anyone who is in need of encouragement. You've also heard his voice during my new Say What segment on the Sade Champagne Show, where I play audio clips from my favorite speakers. Tonight, I asked him to speak on this topic, the lie of rejection. Ooh, let me tell you, this is one of my favorite messages by Greg that I have listened to over and over and over again. Too many of us go through our lives feeling destitute and underneath, feeling less than, and as if people are the ones who determine our peace, destiny, and worth. I am too excited for Greg to share about this right now. Take it away, Greg.
Thanks, Sade. I just want to start by saying thank you so much for having me on, and it's just a great honor to be on the Sade Champagne Show and be able to speak to your listeners and just to be able to talk to the children of God. So thank you so much for having me. And like you said, today I just want to talk a little bit about rejection and how our hearts can be healed from the feeling of rejection. And, you know, the idea that any of us has ever been rejected by anyone is actually a lie. And I know some of you are thinking, no, I know people have rejected me, but just bear with me. Now, Satan, you know, is the father of lies. And one of the biggest lies he wants to convince every human being of is that they have been rejected by the people in their lives. that they've been rejected by God, or they've been rejected by the people in their lives. And the feeling of rejection is one of the most destructive things that can come against a person's life. Every human being, we all have a deep-seated desire to be accepted and loved. We all have this deep-seated desire to feel that we belong. But not only just that we belong, we also want to know that others desire to belong to us. We have this deep-seated desire to know that there's someone who feels that they belong to us. And I always think of this sitcom that I used to watch when I was a child that was called Cheers. And it was basically all these people that felt alone and destitute out in the world, and as if they hadn't belonged to anyone and that they were rejected by the world, they all gathered at this one sports bar called Cheers. And the reason why they came there is because they felt that they had someone that they belonged to there. They felt that all the people there knew them and could relate to them. And so they felt that they belonged to someone, but they also felt that someone actually felt that they belonged to them. And so they would always go there, and they called it Cheers. Now, you know, freedom from rejection is not found and just not caring if people have rejected you. I used to try to find freedom that way, and it was just a life of willpower where I tried to just not care if people have rejected me. But freedom from rejection comes from your mind being renewed to the truth that you have never truly been rejected by anyone. So we're not trying to overcome having been rejected in the past. We want to have our minds renewed from the lie that we were ever rejected by anyone to begin with. So the idea that we've been rejected by the ones we love, the ones who were supposed to love us the most, is designed to cause us to believe that we are orphans in this earth. And the reason it wants us to believe that we're orphans in this earth is so that the life we experience is born from the idea that the ones who were supposed to love us the most found us to be objectionable. And because of this, they've cast us away, or they've rejected us. And the person behind all this is what I like to call the serpent, you know, the devil, the enemy, whatever you want to call it. But the serpent wants us to live as if we are orphans in the world. He wants us to believe that we are destitute of a father. He wants us to believe that we are destitute of a mother. He wants us to live our lives in this earth as if we are deprived of a family. He wants us to live our lives in the world without the comfort that comes from having a sense of family. He wants us to live our lives without the comfort that comes from a sense of, I belong to someone whose desire is unto me. I belong to someone who accepts me, who sees beauty in me, and sees value and worth in me. You know, having a sense of family brings with it great comfort to our hearts. And it was actually designed that way, that we would find great comfort in our hearts from having a sense of family, and that we would find that sense of family from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that knowing we belong to them and they feel that they belong to us, that would comfort our hearts. It brings with it the belief of, I belong to someone, I'm accepted by them. When I'm absent from them, they think about me. When I'm absent from them, their hearts are filled with a longing to see me. And then what happens is when we have that type of thinking in our hearts, it gives us a great sense of value and worth. You know, there was a time in my life for 15 years when I was 18 till I was, around 34, 35, that I lived in Colorado away from all my family. You know, and I would come home for the holidays. And I had no family in Colorado. I was all there alone. And when I would come home for the holidays, it was like the greatest thing in the world because I came home to all those people who were my kind. They were my family. They loved me. They wanted to be with me. They were happy I was there. You could see that they had missed me when I was gone. And it just gave me this great sense of acceptance and value and worth. And it just really did something in my heart to see that I belonged to someone and someone felt that they belonged to me. And it was the greatest time when I would come home. Fail every time when I would leave to fly back to Colorado and I would leave to fly back by myself as I'm waiting to get on the airplane, even that soon. I'd find, you know, a different kind of feeling in my heart. I'd find a feeling that, you know, I was going back to be alone, and I was going back to be by myself, and that I didn't have anyone there that belonged to me. And I didn't have anyone there that felt that they belonged to me. It was no sense of family there. And so it was great when I would come home, but when I would go back, it would almost like I felt like an orphan in the world all over again. So when we believe we're deprived of this sense of family because of the lie of rejection, we experience a life of roaming the earth in search of evidence that we are acceptable, in search of evidence that we belong, that we have value and worth. It sends us off to experience a life of striving to find acceptance. And I know I said this before, but I'm going to say it again now. I know it can be difficult to believe when you think back on your life. I know it was difficult for me when God first showed me this. But the truth is that no one has ever really rejected you. None of the people you have felt rejected by in your life have ever really rejected you. I know a lot of people are still thinking right now, how can that be, Greg? And you may be even recalling all the situations where you say people have rejected you. But there's a standard that must first be met for a person's behavior towards you to even be able to qualify as being rejection. You know, the world has their view of rejection and their definition of rejection. And the idea that we have ever been rejected has been born from a false premise of what rejection actually is. I'm going to say that again. The world has a definition of what rejection is, and a view and the way they think of rejection. But the world's view of rejection has been born from a false premise of what rejection actually is. And the way we thought of rejection is that if anyone finds me objectionable or says or does hurtful things to me, or if they should cast me away, then they have rejected me. And when we think of it from that foundation, we kind of have this idea that the people in our lives that we say rejected us have seen us as we truly are, that they've seen us for who and what we actually are, and then they held like a conference meeting or something and considered us and who we are, and then what they did was they took the sum total of what they saw in us, they took the sum total of our value and worth, and then decided there was a spot in us or that we were blemished. And then from there, we say they cast us away. We kind of act as if they've sat down with God and reasoned with God about us. We act as if their conclusions about us were born from the truth. We think they see us clearly, and they've added up the sum total of the good they see and the bad they see, and then made a determination that somehow we're not keepers. You know, we joke around, you know, I don't know if girls joke around this way, I know, but with my friends when we were dating a girl that we thought was just, you know, the cat's meow, we would say she was a keeper. And so we have this idea that the people we think have rejected us, that they've sat around with God, they've gotten everything right about us, they've added the sum total of the good, they've added the sum total of the bad, and then from that place, they've now made a determination that based on who we are, based on what we are, that we're not keepers. But the question I would ask you, and the question you want to consider inside of your heart and that you want to ask God, is have they truly seen you? Have the people that you think have rejected you, have they ever truly seen you for who you are? With what eyes are they seeing you with? And if they haven't seen you for the truth of who you really are, is it even possible for them to have rejected you? I'll say that again. If they haven't really seen you for the truth of who you really are, is it even possible for them to have rejected you no matter what they've said or done to you? It's like we function from the place where we say, these people have seen me and they've rejected me. But guys, the truth is, they've never really seen you. It's not that they have seen you and then because of what they see, they have rejected you. In fact, if anybody had ever really seen you for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of who and what you actually are, it would be impossible for them to even reject you because you're the God kind. The truth is, it's that they never have really seen you. Their eyes have never seen who you are. Their eyes have never seen you for the truth about who you are. You know, there's a verse in John's Gospel in chapter 1, verse 10, that says, Jesus was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And John continues to talk about that when he gets down to the chapter 3 of the same Gospel. In verse 1, he says, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. And then later on it says, Now are we the sons of God, but the world does not see us yet for what we are. You know, the world did not know Jesus for who he actually is, and it will not be able to know us for who we actually are, is what John is saying there. John is saying the world did not see Jesus for who he really was. The world did not see Jesus for the truth of who he really was. And the people in your lives who you think have rejected you, in the same way, the people in your lives who you think cast you away have also never known you for who you actually are. You know, the people that came in contact with Jesus, even his family members, they did not reject Jesus and crucify him because he wasn't the Son of God. They, if you can understand what I'm saying, they rejected Jesus because they could not see, or they crucified Jesus because they could not see that he was the Son of God. They did not reject Jesus and crucify him because they saw the truth about who he was. They saw the truth about his tremendous value and worth. They saw the glory and honor that he had. It's not that the people saw the truth about Jesus and then they crucified him, and this is what they did to him in light of the truth. What happened there is they were blinded to the truth about Jesus. They were blinded to the truth about who he was. They were blinded to the truth about his value and worth because of the word of the wisdom of the world that was dwelling in their heart. And that wisdom of the world that was dwelling in their heart caused them to stumble at the truth about who Jesus was. It caused them to not be able to see Jesus for who and what he actually was. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, speaks of this whole thing I just described, and it says, which none of the princes of this world knew, speaking of knowing who Jesus was. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And Paul's saying there, if they had seen Jesus for who and what he actually was, they would not have crucified him. They would not have rejected him. And brothers and sisters, it's the same way with us. The people that we think have rejected us in our lives, if they had known us for who and what we actually are, if they had seen the truth about our lives, then they would have never rejected us, never cast us away. They would have never behaved towards us in the way that they did. And we can look at it with this example. Suppose I have a very nice truck that I want to give you, and I tell you to drive by my house and to just take a look at the truck and to see if you like it, if you would want it. Well, let's say that there was a miscommunication about my address. And instead of driving by my house, you drive by my neighbor's house instead of my house. And because you never drive by my house, you never saw the truck that I wanted to give you. You didn't even see it. You didn't see the truck I wanted to give you. But it just so happened that my neighbor also has a truck. Let's say that my neighbor, whose house you drove by, instead of driving by my house, that they also have a truck in their driveway. But let's say the truck they have isn't nice like the truck that I have. And the truck they have is old and run down and doesn't even look like it can start up, okay? Now, because you think the truck that I want to give you is the rundown truck. When you talk to me, you reject the truck that I wanted to give you. In fact, you say, no, Greg, man, thanks, but I don't want that truck. And really the reason why you're rejecting the truck that I offered to give you is because you never saw the truck that I wanted to give you, but you saw a different truck, a truck that wasn't the truck I wanted to give you. Now, let me ask you this. Having never seen my truck for what it is, but in wrongly seeing the rundown truck as my truck, have you really rejected my truck? Or have you rejected something that is not my truck at all? And from that foundation, let me take it to your life now. And let me ask you this. If the people in your life who you think have rejected you, if they've never really seen you for who you are, have they really rejected you? How can someone reject us unless they have first seen us for the truth about who we really are? If someone has a wrong view of me and they reject that wrong view of me, they aren't actually rejecting me. They're rejecting something that is not me at all. And so, guys, I would just say this to you again. No one in your life has ever really rejected you, for they've never, the people that you think have rejected you, they've never really seen you. They've never seen you for who you are. It's not that your value and worth was there to be seen by them. It's not that they could see it clearly for what it was. It's not that your value and worth was not there to be seen. It was there to be seen. It was clear that it was there. The God of all glory could see that it's there. It's not that the treasure that you are was somehow hidden and not clearly discernible. It's not that you're like some diamond in the rough, that there's a diamond under there that can't be seen, and so they couldn't see it. You are a diamond perfectly cut and shiny. No one in your life has ever rejected you because they've never really seen you, guys. It's not that you're a treasure, but you're also rotten. And the rotten part of you stood out more to the people in your lives. It's that they had a veil on their hearts that blinded them from seeing the treasure that you are. They had a veil in their hearts, that a fog, so to speak, that kept them from seeing that perfect uncut diamond that you are. And we could say it like this. They had a veil over their heart. And their eyes, they had a veil over their hearts and their eyes that prevented them from actually seeing you. They saw the image of you that the wisdom of the world painted in their hearts. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it talks about a veil being in a person's heart that can blind them to the truth of what the scriptures actually teach. But when they turn towards Jesus, it says, the veil is removed from their heart, and they are able to behold the glory of the Lord as if they are looking in a mirror. And listen, guys, it's the same way with the people in our lives. Because they had a veil in their heart, they could not see us for the treasure that we are. The heart is the lamp that illuminates a person's thought. It's the lamp that illuminates their beliefs. It illuminates everything that they see. When a person has a veil over their heart, they are unable to see things as they actually are. It's almost as if they're standing in darkness. And if they're standing in darkness, how much is their sight and their thoughts impaired by that darkness they are standing in? If a person's heart is veiled, they can't see you for who you really are. And not because who you really are isn't there to be seen. It's because their mind's eye, it's because the thing that illuminates their thought, the thing that is the filter by which they see through, is filled with darkness. And because it's filled with darkness, they can't see you clearly for who and what you are. You know, when you're standing in the dark, you can't see things for what they are. You might be able to make out that something is there, but you won't be able to make out all the details and the intricacies that are contained in the thing you see. And so you can't really make a correct judgment about what you see there. You just know you see something there. So you can see that something's there, but you can't really make it out for what it is. It's like seeing the shadow of something. You can see that there is something there, but you can't really see it for what it is. It's like with me, when I get up in the middle of the night, I can be kind of disoriented. The room is pitch black, and I might get up to go get some water. And when I get up, I'm surrounded by so much darkness that I can't see where I'm going. And because I can't see where I'm going, you know, sometimes I get the path wrong and I stumble into things. And guys, it's the same way with the people in your life you think have rejected you. Because the filter by which they view things was filled with darkness. And then they're unable to see you clearly. It's like they're walking around in the dark. And because it's like they're walking around in the dark, they stumble at the truth about your life. They stumble at the truth about your value and worth because they're standing in darkness and they can't really see you for who you really are. You know, the world's view of rejection says, should anyone have found you to be objectionable and treated you poorly and cast you away, regardless of whether or not they've actually seen you for who you are, then that means they have rejected you. But there's a different view. There's the truth. There's the only right view, and it comes from the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ, the spirit of the living God, the spirit of truth, says the only way someone could truly reject you is if they first saw you for who and what you really are. In other words, there's a standard that must first be met before what a person says and does can even qualify as them rejecting you. And so the reality, guys, is that the only person who could ever even fall into the category of qualifying as someone who could meet the standard that's needed to reject you is God. Because he's the only one who has 100% known you as you actually are. And he has never rejected you, nor will he ever reject you. God has never rejected anyone, and he is the only one who can see you at the most core of your being. He's the only one who can come out with a correct understanding of you in every situation and in every circumstance. In order for someone to ever really truthfully have rejected you, they must first have seen you for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth concerning who you are. They must know you as you have always been known by God. They must be able to see you with an unveiled face. And so the only person who could truthfully reject you if he felt you were unacceceptable is God. And actually, God has beheld you for the whole truth about who you are. He's looked into the deepest core of you, your being. He's seen straight into your heart. He's seen you for the whole truth about who you are. And in light of seeing you for who you are, in light of him seeing you in perfect light and no darkness, he's come and declared his desire is unto you. He's come to claim you as his own. He's come to claim you as his own even while you were dead in your sin, even while you think you might have had rotten things going on. He's seen you for who you are, and he's come and claimed you as his own. He comes to comfort your heart from the lie that you are orphans in the world and to give you a sense of belonging by persuading your heart through Jesus that you belong to him and he belongs to you. It's like that song, I belong to you belong to me, you're my sweet heart. That's what I hear God singing to you right now. You belong to him, he belongs to you, you're his sweet heart. You have never been deprived of a family. You are not an orphan with no one to belong to. But the one who is known as the Father of all glory has identified you as his own. He has stood in the midst of the world through the person of Jesus and said, I'm with them. They're mine. This is what the Father speaks to you. He has come in the person of Jesus and through the Holy Spirit to claim you as his own and to destroy the lie that you are an orphan and that you were rejected by the people in your lives. He's come to destroy the lie that you were rejected by the ones who were the closest to you. He has come to bring understanding to your heart in order to destroy the lie that you were cast off by the ones who were supposed to love you the most. God comes
and destroys the lie of rejection by coming as the only one who meets the standard to be able to reject you, and then declaring he has never rejected you, but he misses you when you were gone. He missed you when you were lost. He felt as if a part of himself was gone while you were absent from him. He comes to reveal that not only has he never rejected you, but when you were lost, he came looking for you because of the love he feels in his heart when he thinks of you and because of the beauty he beholds in you. Glory to God. And, you know, this is the word of God to you. You don't want to look at it as this is Greg's word or Greg's opinion, but this is the word of the Father of lights, the creator of the universe, the one who knows all things. This is what he thinks of you. This is how he views you. Glory to God. And I just want to pray for people at the end, and just want to encourage everybody that it's not for you to try to work up on this belief in your own heart, but God has come through this message to bring forth this truth in your heart. So we'll just pray. I just thank you, Father, for sending your word about people into the world, that they can see the truth, that they've never been rejected, that no one's ever been rejected, that no one in their life has rejected them, but they've been accepted in the beloved. I just thank you, Father, that you bring forth this truth in their hearts, that you've sent your Son, that you've poured out your Holy Spirit, and that the Spirit of your Son can dwell in people, that they can call on your Son, and your Spirit can dwell in their hearts and persuade their hearts that they've only ever been loved, that they've only ever been a diamond that could be seen for what it is by you, that they've only ever been beautiful and perfect in your eyes, and that they've never been rejected by anyone, but that anyone who's ever done hurtful things to them or looked as if they had cast them off, that they could see that those people had a veil in their hearts, and it was as if they were standing in darkness, and they weren't able to see them for who they are. And just thank you, Father, that their lives in this world can be born from the foundation of knowing they have a family in you and knowing that you consider them to be your family. I just thank you, Father, that their life can be shaped by this truth and that they no longer roam the earth looking for acceptance, striving for acceptance, looking for evidence that they're acceptable, but they'll find their heart looking for the only evidence that they're acceptable in you. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you so much, Sade. I felt encouraged. I hope everybody else did. Thank you, Father.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 47 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week is our special All Things Hair episode with YouTube stars and content creators Sharice Christine, PrettyWitty77, and Brianne Live. We will be talking about natural hair, relaxed hair, and text-laxed hair. My castmates Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube will be bringing a new Hairy Situation segment too. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create our new radio drop. Thanks to my special guest, H.R. Cole, and delightful castmate, Veronica Esquivel-Winters. Time for our final song of the night. This is my brand new cover single that is available as a free MP3 download on my SoundCloud or Facebook Music page. Here is my Hallelujah cover that was recorded in the studio recently with my music producers, The Quakes, whom you can also hear in the harmonies and background vocals. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Grindhard Radio.
You're filling me with grace and love. I just want to say thank you to you. You pulled me from the miry clay, giving me a brand new day. Now all that I can say is hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Born to shine.